And they went to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and he began to be greatly distressed and troubled. He said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to thee. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came, found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Look, my betrayer is at hand." And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I shall kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." When he came, he went up to Jesus and he said, "Master," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all forsook him and fled. And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. Now, as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the maids of the high priest came, and seeing him warming himself at the fire, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway. And again the maid saw him and began to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again, he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." And Peter began to invoke a curse upon himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the cock crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he broke down and wept. Now as soon as it was morning, the chief priests and the scribes held a consultation, and they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate, And Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered him, "You have said so." Now again, the chief priests accused him of many things. So Pilate again asked Jesus, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate wondered. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he was wont to do for them. And he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you this man whom you call the King of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him released for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate said, then what shall I do with this man whom you call the King of the Jews?" And they cried out, "Crucify him!" And Pilate said, "Why? Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the praetorium, and they called together the whole battalion, and they clothed him in a purple cloak, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on him. They began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." They struck his head with a reed, and they mocked him and spat upon him. When they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, and they put his own clothes on, and they led him out to crucify him. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, you know, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to a place which was called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And there they offered him wine mingled with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him, and the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." There they crucified with him two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, saying, "Ha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests mocked him to one another along with the scribes, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also. Now when the sixth hour had come, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of the bystanders hearing it said, behold, he is calling Elijah. And one ran and, filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed and tried to give it to him to drink, saying, wait, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. But Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that he thus breathed his last, he said, truly, truly this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the younger and of Joseph and Salome, who when he was in Galilee followed him and ministered to him, and also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. Now when it was evening, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a well-respected member of the council who was himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went in to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate was surprised that Jesus was already dead. And summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for a long time. Having learned that he was, he granted the body to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud. And he laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock, and rolled a large, large stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid.